These sayings of Jesus are confrontational and are shocking. So the sound of these sayings is loud. It is harsh. These are not nice sayings, but rather are sayings that are also designed to shock people into thinking. I would suggest that these three episodes are all fairly loud. They're addressed to the crowd, this large crowd of thousands of people, and it is a series of sayings that are structured around the time of God's presence, of the presence of the Son of Man. Okay, the mnemonic structure of this is easy to identify. The first episode is fire kindled, baptism completed. So I came to bring fire to the earth. Now I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I'm under until it's completed. So if you think fire kindled, baptism completed, you'll have that episode. The next episode is peace division. You think I've come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. And then the second period of that episode is a description of the divisions. And the structure of this is also easy to remember. So five in one household will be divided. 3 to 2, 2 to 3. Then father, son, son, father, mother, daughter, daughter, mother, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, daughter-in-law, mother-in-law. So I think father, son, mother, daughter, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law. You'll have the structure of that episode. Then the last of these is about weather forecasting. The first one is, you see a cloud in the west, you say it's going to rain, it happens. You see the south wind blowing, you say there'll be scorching heat, it happens. So the structure is, when you see cloud, south wind, you say it's going to rain, there'll be heat, and it happens. And the conclusion to this is then, you hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? Now, the mission of the Son of Man, which is the subject of the first part of this speech, is related to a theme that is established early in the Gospel of John the Baptist talking about the fire. He will be like a burning fire. So this beginning is related to that theme of the mission of judgment and purging that John the Baptist identified. And also the baptism. The baptism with which to be baptized. So this first part of the speech is related to earlier themes in the stories of John the Baptist. So this is a very Baptist episode that is focused on the mission of the Son of Man, the mission of Jesus, to establish the kingdom of God. The second part of this is in relation to what then will be the impact of this new government. One of the themes that runs through the whole of the Gospel of Luke is that the government of God, the coming of the Son of Man, will establish peace. So in the birth narrative, the angels announce peace, and that is a dimension of the story, the gospel, throughout. But in this instance, what Jesus is talking about is a dimension of the mission that will not bring peace, but rather division. Division in households. Division between fathers and sons and mothers and daughters and mother-in-laws and daughter-in-law. That division is around whether or not people will believe in and follow Jesus, will believe in the government of God, and change their lives in relation to that new reality. And what Jesus describes has happened. It's happened throughout the history of Christianity and the history of the world ever since. There have been divisions over Jesus. Divisions over what does the government of God mean? And those are divisions within the community, different denominations, different divisions between people, two things that people can't talk about in families, politics and religion, because people will get into these big fights and there'll be division in the family. It happened in my family. It happens in many families. Jesus is describing a reality of our experience. The last episode focuses on people's being so aware of the weather and so in touch with what is happening in regard to the weather, but not paying attention to or knowing how to interpret the present time. So the saying is, when you see a cloud rising in the west, and in Jesus' context, that meant in Galilee, when you see clouds out over the Mediterranean Sea, then you know that there's a front coming that will bring rain. So that's what Elijah saw when he was up on the mountain. He was overlooking the Mediterranean Sea, and he saw a cloud coming, and they knew it was that rain was coming after this long drought. The south wind is the wind that comes off the Arabian Desert. And so in Israel now, as well as then, when there's a south wind, it's bad news. That means there will be incredible heat. And the Siroccos off of the Arabian Desert frequently have temperatures of 110, 120 degrees with a very strong wind and sometimes with sand. And so they are terrible periods of weather in which crops can be burned out in a couple days. So scorching heat here is describing a real experience in Galilee. It's not all that cool a lot of the time, but when there's a south wind, it's really hot. So Jesus is simply naming then all the weather forecasting that was going on between people all the time when they'd see clouds in the west and say, whoopee, there's rain coming. And when there was a south wind, oh no, God, we're going to have this Sirocco or this scorching heat. So his focus is, you're really good at paying attention to the weather. Now we have a weather channel, and there are people who sit and watch the weather all the time because they're just fascinated about what's happening in relation to the weather. But why is it that people are so fascinated by the weather but are not able to interpret the present time in relation to the coming of the presence of the government of God in the world, which many people don't pay attention to? So Jesus' teaching here is pay attention. Pay attention to what's happening in relation to the government of God and the presence of God's Spirit in the world. Personally, in your communities, in your families, and in the wider world. So this is a series of sayings that are related to Jesus' overall theme of thinking back from the future, government of God, and thinking back from the future into the present, paying attention to what's happening in relation to God's government.